Our story today, kind of a John Morales special here. It's about fatherhood and baseball. Our story today called A Source of Rejoicing by Alan Schwartz. Pro baseball has been played in America since at least 1875, but on September 14th, 1990, something happened that had never happened before or has happened since. Late in his career, Ken Griffey Sr., who'd been a key member of the World Series champ Cincinnati Reds years before, was signed by the Seattle Mariners. His son, Ken Griffey Jr., was just starting his major league career. In the first inning of a game against the Angels, Griffey Sr. hit a home run to left center field. His son followed him to the plate and hit another home run in almost exactly the same spot. It was the only time a father and son had hit back-to-back home runs in baseball history. Ken Griffey Jr. said later his father greeted him at the plate by saying, "That's how you do it, son." There are a few joys that can compare to seeing our children and grandchildren succeed. Whether it's on a ball field, at a music recital, in an academic competition, or most importantly, in a spiritual setting, seeing a child demonstrate character and competence is a true pleasure. This victory is not something that just happens. Every right performance, every victory over temptation, every accomplishment is the result of a concerted effort to prepare for the moment of challenge. From Proverbs 23:15-16, "My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will also rejoice, and my inmost being will exult when your lips speak what is right." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.